Well, good afternoon. Gazing down upon our distant blue planet, we observe that mostly sunny and unseasonably mild weather will prevail in the hemisphere as meteorites orbit and begin to enter the Earth's gravitational field. Patchy clouds and scattered thundershowers will accompany a slight emotional disturbance in the northeast, while a light paranoia will pervade much of the Pacific Northwest. Winds of change may blow in from the south, shifting suddenly and without warning. Chance of light sleet this evening, snow flurries mixed with freezing rain and meteor showers gradually tapering off as mild, toxic clouds sweep coastal regions. A safe and acceptable level of nuclear radiation will pass over metropolitan and some suburban areas by the morning hours. Please stay tuned for updates in our global forecast, and please remain open to suggestion from our sponsors. Keep your eyes peeled, ladies and gentlemen. Fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Slideshow to bring you this special news bulletin. Just in. An accelerated pressure system with winds upward of 900 miles per hour has developed in the upper hemisphere. An economic downturn is reported, precipitating war and rumors of war across the Northwest. Drastically cooler air will surge across the nation, accompanied by smoke and mirrors. Public perception of germ and chemical agents will increase overnight, triggering a deeper recession, possibly leading to all-out existential depression. Much patchy fog and transparent propaganda will likely condense into a thick, confusing haze and gradually segue into a turbulent high-pressure system. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will continue to cover the Northeast. Heavy rain may cause flooding in low-lying areas still under curfew. Some intermittent rays of hope have been reported, but as yet remain unconfirmed. All storm warnings remain in effect in coastal and all curfewed areas. All civilians are strongly advised to stay indoors and await further instructions until this storm has passed.
Thank you.
So that was the true story of how I escaped from New York City. And before we launch into the more interactive part of the workshop, because they're calling it a workshop, this isn't really supposed to be like a, more of a dialogue, right? How are people's eyeballs feeling? Because I have some more, I have a few more slides to go. Do people have any questions at this point? Or I'm going to just go into it, and then we're going to open it up and have like a question-answer, like discussion, see what direction you want to take it in. I notice one thing that helps, because people keep coming and going. Observez-vous. Entrez. This was my first attempt at writing a novel without using any words. It was a kind of semi-autobiographical tale called Flood. Came out about 10 years ago. And I'm going to show you some more recent work. Oh, story at the very beginning with the girl who escapes from the island and comes to the big city, that's quite recent. That's another example of communicating, you know, visually without relying on words or any language barrier to hang you up. So if it's not obvious by now, I'm a native New Yorker, born and raised in Manhattan Island, pictured here. I grew up on the Lower East Side of Manhattan Island, which is a very stimulating place for a child to grow up. Have you, any of you been there? It's a little like, kind of yeah. Like Montreal, yeah? It was like you know, the working class, or the Latin Quarter of the city. It was an old immigrant neighborhood. That's where my grandmother was born there. That was the place where all the immigrants arrived at the turn of the century. Before that, it was Irish neighborhood. This new Scorsese film, Gangs of New York, is like mid-19th century during that era. But 20th century, that's when you had all the Russian Jews came in, like Emma Goldman, this is her neighborhood. Leon Trotsky lived there until then 1917 he had to split to go back to Russia to make it in time for the revolution, you know. By the time I was an adolescent, I watched out my window, which overlooked Lower Manhattan, I watched the Twin Towers under construction. It took them about 4 or 5 years to get both of them up. It was pretty quick, you know, and we didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but the rumor was that this new building was going to be even higher than the Empire State Building. Wow. And there were going to be two of them. So we were really psyched, you know, and we didn't quite know what this cryptic title was. They were calling it the World Trade Center. We didn't know what that significance was. And, of course, it's only been in these last 5 years or 3 or 4 years that this concept of world trade has come into focus. And you have corporate globalism from above. This was the corporate globalism. You notice they hijacked the word globalism instantly before we even got a chance to use it, because that obviously should have been our word. Globalism. Perfectly good word. So with this new global peace movement, I think that we're starting to take it back. You got globalism from below. At any rate, not to get too hung up with labels and all, or language, the world is a smaller place. We're all interconnected. And everything is interpenetrating in some very unexpected ways at this point, now that we're getting into the 21st century. Often, we are interconnected in some very unexpected ways. this picture as I'm projecting at you this afternoon. These are merely the impossible hallucinations, right, of a city boy. So don't panic. These are all just the impossible visions of an impossible city built by impossible men in an impossible time. Impossible. Impossible reality. A reality that people experience daily. I hear the Montreal winters are even worse than the New York winters. That's good, Joggy, if you could stay right about where you are. Socially useful individual. What would we do with that Joggy Singh in Montreal? When was the last time you were in New York, Joggy?
April.
Okay. All right. So you're just freely going back and forth across the board.
I got stuck on
the side. Well, I have to trip Joggy up just to keep up the illusion. We have some of the Palestinians I've been talking to, they're hesitant to even like enter the States at this point, because there's so much hassle, why bother, you know? If you don't have to, maybe lay low for right now. But anyway, when I painted this a few years ago, it was supposed to be a cross-section of Manhattan Island, right? This is East 14th Street where I grew up. But as I'm traveling now from city to city, I've been on book tour the last few months, and I'm going to like 10, 15 different U.S. cities, and I realize that this could just as well be Montreal. This could be the metro, or this could be downtown San Francisco, Market Street, Division Street, Chicago, or Mexico City. Why not? They're all looking more and more alike. It could be Tokyo, Hong Kong. Surely you've noticed that all these 21st century cities look pretty much the same at this point. Living in cities all my life, I've always found it stimulating or a source of inspiration, nonstop inspiration for an artist, because you have so many different kinds of people thrown together that people are struggling to communicate, desperately communicate in the only ways that they know how. And of course, you have the problem of language, the incessant babble of tongues, the confusion of tongues. So the challenge always to a visual artist is to try to communicate without depending on the verbal language. Of course, you could combine them every once in a while, and then you get to tell stories like, once upon a time, a little boy named David killed a giant named Goliath. I'm sure you remember this story. Hit him right between the eyes. And little David was made king. And the Philistines were free to work on King David's farm. The king was well fed and grew bigger each day. One day, a little boy slung a stone at the king, who shot the little boy through the heart. And the king ordered his soldiers to break all the little boy's hands so they could never throw stones at him, ever, ever again. Information can we communicate with words? Okay. How much information can we communicate without words? And to what extent are we all prisoners of language? Language, 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 language. Boom bomb, we bomb them. 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 Boom bomb, we bomb you. 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 What do we do? Who do we bomb? 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 What do we do? We bomb. What did we do? We bomb them. What did he do? You bomb. What did he do? You bomb you. Why do you bomb? We don't want to bomb. Why do you bomb? We don't want to bomb. Why do you bomb? We don't want to bomb. Why do you bomb? We don't want a bomb. Who said bomb? Who said we had a bomb? Who said bomb? Who said we had a bomb? Who said bomb? Who said we had a bomb? Who said bomb? Who said we had a bomb? Who wants a bomb? Someone must have wanted a bomb. Who wants a bomb? Someone must have wanted a bomb. Who wants a bomb? Someone must have wanted a bomb. Who wants a bomb? Someone must have wanted a bomb. They wanted a bomb. They needed 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 a bomb. They thought they had 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 a bomb. They thought they thought they thought. That was an unfinished poem by the 20th century poet, prophet, Allen Ginsberg, who was a friend and neighbor of mine on the Lower East Side, and we collaborated on a number of projects, street posters and comic strips, etc. We ended up doing an entire volume of poetry together. I illuminated his words. One thing that Ginsberg always repeated over the years was that everyone is a prophet, as long as they listen to their own heart.
Thank you.
In the middle of the night, then bones gone rise again. I dreamed a dream with all my might, then bones gone rise again. And I knowed it, indeed I knowed it, brother, I knowed it. Whoo, them bones gonna rise again. Well, every time I look around, them bones gonna rise again. The cops are beating somebody down, them bones gonna rise again. But I knowed it, indeed I knowed it, brother, I knowed it. Whoo, them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again. Went out last night in Tompkins Park. Them bones gonna rise again. Danced and made love in the dark. Them bones gonna rise again. And I knowed it, knowed it. Indeed, I knowed it, sister. I knowed it. Whee! Them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again. You plant a seed and watch it grow. How it ends, you'll never know. Them bones gonna rise again. And I knowed it, knowed it. Indeed, I knowed it, sister. I knowed it. Woo! Them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again.
Lending me your eyeballs this afternoon.